We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com and be sure to subscribe. This is the last week it's available on our daily podcast subscription.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrift.
If you are just joining us or you missed the show, all the episodes of the Men's Room are available on radio.com. All right, the game is Big Dummy. Chris is playing for Team Sober. And question number three.
Question number three for you, Chris. How many tentacles does a squid have?
Seven.
I'm sorry?
Good?
Hello, Chris.
Is he talking to us?
My man, like...
He's talking to his kid.
His kid or his girlfriend?
Hey, Chris!
Like somebody's,
you okay?
Somebody's pooping. He's talking to a child.
What was saying, okay?
Are you sure that he's talking to someone who's pooping?
I think,
a child that may be pooping.
That's
your theory.
Yes. Hurt something. Like the kid's holding his head.
Yeah, I do too. Like I think it's
I'm pretty sure I heard, are you okay? Are you pooping?
Oh, well, if he said that.
Hey, Chris, are you there? Are you okay? Are you pooping?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm not pooping. Sorry.
What was going on?
I picked up my son and he's falling asleep in the passenger seat. So I want to make sure he was okay, you know.
So you didn't ask him if he was pooping?
Well, I feel like I should now, but no.
That was Ted's guess.
How old's your son, Chris? How old?
He's six.
Okay, all right.
15.
I think he's beyond pooping in the car.
He's beyond pooping in the car, but I mean, you never know. It's a roll of the dice every time.
All right.
Oh, I know.
Ted was convinced.
Are you okay?
Ted's
Are you pooping?
He looks sedated. I mean.
All right, here's your question. The technical term for a cat is feline. What is a sheep known as?
Sheep. Yeah, I don't know that one.
Technical term.
So you have feline, you have canine, you have bovine if it's a cow, you have ursine if it's a bear.
And you? You?
Now, well, that is what a male sheep, but ovine.
Ovine. Hey.
My name is Sandy Ovine.
Question four.
All right, just give this a little thought. What fictional hotel is on Lonely Street? What fictional hotel is on Lonely Street?
Oh, it's the Heartbreak Hotel.
Okay.
All right.
Nice job, Chris.
Check on the kid, man.
Game is a Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, Zach. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy! Yes, hello.
Hello. Yes, Zach.
You creepy son of a bitch.
Zach, sober, not sober. Zach.
I'm playing for Team Not Sober.
Team Not Sober. Are you a Zach with an H or a Zach with a K? Because it's very important on the radio.
Crap. One second. Let me move my phone so I can actually hear you.
I'm going to put him down as an H. I think I'm right.
Zach, Men's Room poll. Encounter one in the wild. Will it be a crocodile, a chimpanzee, a shark, or a hippo? What are you going with?
Chimpanzee.
What? Okay, we're all tied up on the listeners.
Thoughts are coming out of that wife.
You say what now?
I think I have the best thoughts coming out of that on top.
A chimpanzee.
It's real hard to punch underwater, and I just don't want to die by anything that looks as ridiculous as a hippo.
I agree with that. I hate that hippos are as badass. It should look meaner, right?
It's going to rip off. He's going to rip off your genitalia, rip your face off, and bite off your fingers and toes.
Well, I figure so long as I cover most things.
It will rip your arms off, then rip off your genitalia. I mean, look, I wish you luck.
Okay, yeah.
By the way, I'm being corrected. A ewe is not a male sheep. It is a female sheep. My apologies.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Zach, did you say that you're not sober?
Yes.
And you're babysitting?
No, I'm not babysitting.
Okay. I broke into someone's house with kids.
No, I'm over at my buddy's place.
Okay.
Oh, it's his problem.
I'm Zach. I'll get drunk and watch your kid.
No, I got to step outside.
Just pay me in beer.
Okay.
You know, in a pinch, you'd be like, call drunk Zach. Come
all
on, man.
All right. We want to see this movie.
Just watch the kid.
Just sit here, entertain him. If there's an emergency call.
We won tickets. I didn't know. All right. Here is your question. What two colors are most often confused by people that are colorblind?
Blue and green. My mom's colorblind.
Red and blue?
Red and green.
Red and
green.
That's why they hate Christmas.
Mm-hmm. It's just gray and maroon.
I mean, that makes sense.
Imagine all the lights you can't see. Things are just blinking.
Oh, let's see what we have for you. What brand of seasoning was named after a famous prime rib restaurant?
Jacklings. That's hot dogs. Smokies, right?
Smokies?
Lowry's.
Lowry's.
Yeah.
Could be a lot of things. Could be Morton's if you think they invented salt.
Mm-hmm. They did.
Yeah.
And they spread it throughout the oceans.
They have great seasoning, Lowry says.
Yes, they do.
I'm sure there's a pretty good place called Johnny's, too. We just don't know.
I'm sure. Okay. Your question. Who was the first person to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean?
Ooh. Amelia Earhart, right?
She was the first female to do it, yes.
Charles Lindbergh.
Or his friend called Chucky Lynn. Fly.
The Cheese Man.
Cheese Man. All right, your question. During the 1990s, what candy bar used Bart Simpson as a spokesman for their act?
I want to say Cheez-Puss.
What did you say?
Candy man.
It's a candy bar. Candy bar like Snickers, Milky Way, Hershey bar, candy bar.
Oh, not the individual type.
Yes, the individual type.
Kit Kat is it?
Butterfinger.
Yeah.
All right, question five.
Did you say you went outside to smoke a bowl? You can't figure out candy.
Sugar that much.
Okay, you know, can't be too healthy.
Gives me a headache, but...
All right, your question.
I feel like I'm talking to a spouse.
Like almost AI. Who voiced the character Gru from the movie Despicable Me?
Crap. I never stick around for credits.
What'd you say?
I always take the movie off. Who played Gru in Despicable Me, man?
Yeah, the voice.
Wait, seriously?
Are you talking to us or are you talking to somebody else? Zach, are you there?
My buddy says Vin Diesel.
Jesus Christ. Don't listen to your friend, Zach.
Vin Diesel is Groot.
Yeah.
Your friend
is that's yeah. Groot.
I think your friends Groot. Are worse off.
Steve Carell. Oh,
Zach,
no, man.
Zaxter.
Yeah. I'm still here.
Okay.
All right.
We're working on question 90.
Actor producer Kevin Smith portrayed what character in the movies Clerks, Chasing Amy, and Dogma?
I did not watch any of those.
What role can you picture Kevin Smith playing and no other role?
Kevin Smith. Soldier? Maybe? I don't know.
That'd be Silent Bob. You heard of Jay and Silent Bob. He played Silent Bob. You make that sound sad. It's okay.
If I'd known who it was, I would have.
You would have answered.
You would have answered correctly?
Yes.
Probably.
Yes. That is how the game worked. All right.
Question.
We have made progress.
Number seven, Zach.
Yes. If you know the answer, tell us. All right. Here is your question. Which director was responsible for the highest grossing films of the 1980s? This guy was unstoppable at a point.
E.T., you name it. Everything.
Close Encounters.
Oh!
I bet you the kid's screaming the answer.
Did he just hang up?
Zach, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay.
He's one of the biggest directors of all time.
George Lucas?
No, George Lucas' buddy Steven Spielberg.
Spielberg, right. The guy who actually directed Star Wars.
That was George Lucas.
That was George Lucas.
Wait. Wait, what? Okay, now I'm confusing myself.
It was Silent Bob.
Yeah. I think you're pretty well okay. I think this is just you, Zach.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I feel like you might get this one. What is the name of the bar on Family Guy that Peter and his friends go to?
The Tipsy Clam.
What was that?
The Tipsy Clam.
The Drunken Clam. So close. The Tipsy.
I would have just said, yeah, he always just calls it the Clam.
We almost gave that one to you. I was sure holding
so close. So close.
Oh, my God. Oh, my.
Now, listen. Before everyone's coming down on this guy, don't you all feel better about being you? Right? Soak in the good. All right. Here's your next question. Sherwood Forest is home to what character?
Sherwood Forest.
I know that.
Yeah, you do. You got this.
Yogi Bear, right?
No.
No, that's National Park. God damn it.
It's Jellystone Park. You know, in your own way, that's not the worst guess.
Zach, are you employed?
No.
Okay, I was going to say, whatever you do, do not give a shout out to your employer. Please.
Is it Robin Hood?
Robin Hood, yes, sorry. Yes, it is Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Not Yogi Bear.
Some people would have said Little John.
What?
If I'd lost Robin Hood in the past 5 years.
Is this your first time ever smoking weed?
No.
Are you sure?
This is my first time in past months not hitting the dab in 30 minutes.
That explains a lot.
Okay.
I wish you could have seen Ted's face. What is tattooed on Popeye's arm?
Next. Let's go to the next one.
Zach, did you hear the question?
Yes, I can't believe I can't remember that.
It was
my favorite show as a kid.
You actually watch this show?
I know, right? Anchors?
Holy crap!
Oh, my God!
I can't believe it.
I'm going to throw my headphones and run like hell.
His mother is in tears right now.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hey, check out all 4 hours of the Men's Room radio program live when you stream the show. Download the radio.com app. All right, time for a few emails here from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. All right, here we go. Trying to get a birthday shout out to my man, Curtis. He is 9 years old, and all he wants to do ever is listen to the Men's Room in the car. Keep on rocking, guys. That from the little mama. Give him a little kid fish sandwich, please.
Fish sandwich.
Bitches, I want to request a birthday shout out to my beautiful girlfriend, Jennifer. She would like to hear a big old bong rip. And Coach Ted talking about smoking weed and staying up late. Thanks, guys. You rock. That from Nick.
Good news. Coach knows about these two things. Now, number one, if you're up late, maybe a good time to smoke weed. Maybe you smoke weed and you want to stay up late. I have a secret for you. But you can drink a coffee later in the day. Maybe you can drink some booze. Either way, sometimes you find yourself at 2 a.m., take another binger.
Oh, boy. It's bad, you know?
Guys, can you wish my brother Rory a very happy birthday today with some very dirty Germans? Thanks, guys. That from Adam.
Yeah, for your birthday, all you have to do is touch your ankles and mange me bathole.
Yeah, so be careful. You might end up with a lightsaber and your Jedi.
Yeah, I didn't know Germans knew Italian.
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
It's just like saying spaghetti, mange me bathole.
Yeah, see, Miles, we're European. We know a lot of languages. You silly Americans.
Yeah. Yeah, I give you what's called the ringworm.
Bacholas.
I don't know if you heard that earlier, but I know how to speak Latin.
Yeah, aqua.
Oh, my God.
Today's my girlfriend, Kate's 28th birthday. Been together for 8 years. I am the doctor, and she is my river song. Oh, for crying out loud.
What?
Let's see here. She got me listening to the show. I've been hooked ever since. We hope to attend Live Day as well. So she would like a Homer Simpson fish sandwich. Maybe some advice from Coach Ted about sitting at 3-7 in our 3-7 in our fantasy football league. Thanks, guys. That from the doctor.
Fish sandwich. Ooh. Are you sure?
Word on the street is you're 3-7 in your fantasy league. Step one, get some alcohol. Step two, forget about how bad you are at fantasy football. That'll get you through the playoffs, and you're probably going to be 3-8.
You don't think she has a chance to make it?
That's a negative, Miles.
No, there's no way.
She's been playing this bad all year. Just wrap it up. Tank for Tua, all right?
Send a huge happy birthday to my brother, Bear Steven. Hope you have fun at Dave and Buster's tonight and drink too many beers for your birthday. So could you guys give him a Joey Chestnut and some Thrill Gets, please? And if you have time, Coach Ted telling my brother how to keep rocking that smoker at 3 a.m. while drinking Bodhisattva beer. Thanks, guys. That from Suzanne.
Joey Chestnut!
Dick!
Dick. All right.
You've been shot.
3 a.m., you're out of the smoker. I like that beer. Seems strong. What I might recommend is what we call a tumbler or a traveler. All right? It's going to be a 32-ounce plastic cup filled up with ice all the way. You're going to be out there for a while. We're going to need a strong amount of ginger ale, about 2/3. Then put in some whiskey. You're smoking meat. You better be drinking whiskey, son.
Happy birthday request to my boyfriend, Nathan. He's 29. Happy birthday. How about the dirty Germans talking about a DK Metcalf, please? That's from the girlfriend, Sarah.
Yeah, I put ZD in DK Metcalf.
See, I saw that man shirtless and decided to shred some cheese on those abs.
I know Germans ate a lot of cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's from DK Metcalf cheese.
Yeah. That's the favorite cheese there.
Yeah, it's the best kind of calf to get your milk from. A DK Metcalf.
So, you know, we eat more than sausage and pretzels, Miles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Said we speak languages.
Yeah, we milk him.
So, yeah, like love languages of sausage.
Guys, want to wish Rachel, the boss electrician, a happy 29th birthday. It's not easy telling Seattle wiremen how to do their job, and she does it well. Having a time to take off the lease, followed by Coach Ted giving her a pep talk on how to deal with annoying carpool passengers. Thanks, guys. That from Angry Andy.
It's time to take off the leash.
Well, Coach has one great piece of advice for you. If you got these annoying carpools, I'd say in the afternoon from 2 to 6, maybe turn on the Men's Room. Crank it up loud. Drown them out and enjoy the humor.
That's good advice.
Damn right, Miles.
Oh, good morning to the great heralds of rock and roll. Would love to wish my tall, darling German wife, Desiree, a happy birthday. Hell of a woman. Fantastic mom rock of our family. She loves your show. And basically here, the only flaw she gets is that she forgets to call in for my birthday, which was 2 days ago. So please give her a suck it up cupcake and the dirty Germans. That from Joshua.
So suck it up, cupcake.
Yeah, she is my little Desiree of sunshine.
Yeah, Desiree. Speaking of rays, maybe some sunshine inside your...
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, there's lots of places to put sunshine.
Yeah, there certainly is. They do call it the eclipse.
Yeah.
Lunar?
Yeah, because it involves the moon.
Yeah, just practice that rebel yell kind of face.
Mo.
Which all today is my brother Eric's 39th birthday. Can I get a what the F is that, bro? And the dirty Germans talking about being a new father. Thanks, guys, and love the show.
Oh, my God, what the f*** is that, bro?
Yeah, the funny thing about becoming the new father is you are no longer going to have the sex.
Yeah, it's no sex, no sleep. But yeah, it's one of the most beautiful things in life, so enjoy it.
Yeah, a little bundle of joy.
Doesn't sound so good when you say it that way.
Yeah, no more visits to the moist temple.
I watched just one show and one season, and it's a comedy. The guy's having a baby. He's like, it's the most beautiful thing ever. Then the next season starts, and he's like, you should really think about it. I mean, really think about it.
Guys, I want to wish my amazing husband, Aaron, a 50th birthday today. He's the best husband, son, brother, and friend to all. So how about a second-up cupcake, a Leroy Jenkins, and the Dirty Germans talking about hockey. Thank you, guys, from longtime listener Kristen.
So suck it up, cupcake!
Let's do this. Leroy! Yeah, much like a hockey player, one, you will want to wear a face mask. Two, you want to wear gloves before you handle my stick.
Yeah, hockey is such a erotic sport. There's all the men's, the sweating, all the sticks, and then you finally finish with pucks.
Yeah.
It's also, when I think half century like this, man, you should better play cricket.
Guys, thanks so much for making every day better. Can I please get wedding puke on my birthday? And the dirty Germans helping me ring in my 53rd. Thanks again. That from the lovely Ariana.
Yeah, that is the sound that you'll be hearing later, but it will not be wedding puke.
Yeah, do you want to ring it in? I'll ring your bell any saves this week.
Yeah.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Couple extras real quick. Majolas, I'm running in today to share my tale of woe and maybe stop the sick bastard responsible. I went to the store the other day and I bought a six-pack of Men's Room Original Red. Nice. As I left the checkout line, I noticed three bottle caps were a different color from the usual design. I checked the bottles to see someone replace three bottles with a different beer. Upset, I went back to grab a new case, and the one in front had a bottle missing. It's a sad day when you can't buy a proper six-pack of your favorite beer. I just thought I'd spread the word and let a rock Alex know that such horrors can happen. Check your bottles before you buy, folks. That from Alan. And one more. Guys, just listen to the greatest podcast never told, or the greatest story never told. You guys, this brand new podcast about the banana. That's pretty disgusting. I emailed to say I saw Dennis Hoff probably 2 days before he passed on in Rochester, Minnesota. He came into the restaurant I worked. He had been to the Mayo Clinic and had a huge eye patch on, and he was wearing his HBO hat. He bought a round of drinks for the kitchen, and his son took a few of the servers out to the bars. I told all my friends about him eating at the restaurant, and literally, it was just like the next day, he passed away. Yikes, and R.I.P. P.P.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, when a lot of people think pork, they automatically think bacon.
Sure.
Right?
That's the
bacon,
best pork there
sausage.
Is.
Sausage.
Yeah.
There is. But pork overall is a delicious animal.
Mm-hmm.
First, give a little special thanks to our friends over at ButcherBox.com. Great website if you like pork. They have some great pork there. Heritage Breed Porks.
Heritage Breed Porks.
They're
porks.
Special pigs.
They say in plural. We got the Heritage Beef Porks.
I've got some of the ribs in my freezer right now.
Yeah, nice, exactly.
No, he means employees. And, Miles is a cannibal.
And bacon.
Right, so bacon is great, but the pork chop, I feel like sometimes it's the forgotten pork thing out there.
But we all grew up with it, and then somehow, unless you go to like some fancy place, you just don't see pork chops.
Yeah, and I think a lot of us grew up with maybe people that didn't cook pork chops the best at your home.
I mean, I don't think everyone grew up in my house, but I guess maybe it happened in other places.
Did you have a bad pork chop life?
I did not. My mom is actually a good cook.
Okay.
Oh, well, left you.
It's kind of a slight insult to everybody else's mother. She's actually a good cook.
She is a good cook. That's fact.
My mom's not.
That's how you learned a lot of your head chef skills.
It is. But I think a lot of people, that's why they shy away from pork chops and stuff, because they're either underdone or they're too dry.
Yes.
There's plenty of ways to cook them. There's plenty of ways to spice it. And I got news for you. If you have a friend that goes, I don't like pork chops, they're lying. They probably just haven't had one in a while.
Yeah, hit them in the face.
And they need to be cooked correctly, sure.
Yeah, but pork is definitely one of those things. Every time you eat it, you're like, oh, man, salt.
I forgot how good this is. You thought I probably just ate it for breakfast.
I bought buttermilk.
So what we're going to do today is we're going to taste test a couple. Now, you know the chef working those long hours.
Oh, no, man.
Cooking pork, you know?
You got up early today.
I did. Now, thankfully, my sous chef, Robin, was also working with me.
I took notes while you were cooking, so we know exactly how everything was prepared for the people.
She's an apprentice, so she did a lot of the work, but, you know.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, well, you know, executive chef, head chef, whatever.
Whatever.
Sure. So I believe, Robin, what we were using was a mesquite marinade overnight?
Yes, so an overnight marinade, it was mesquite, and then...
That's what we call Big Shirley.
It's true. And then for the actual cooking process into the hot pan with oil was a dry rub, like a barbecue seasoned dry rub.
And Ted, what time did you do this last night? I mean, did you just do it right before you went to bed, or...
Nah, man, I got up at 4, did it.
Okay, all right.
By the way, I tell you what, no kitchen runs without the help of a good staff. You take Saturday off.
Okay.
Sorry. You're like an NFL coach.
That's right.
I'll see you guys Wednesday.
Yeah!
Get the day off.
All right, so first we're going to try the head chef's pork chops here. Ooh. Again, they were mesquite marinated overnight, then dry rubbed before cooking.
Now, Ryan, Robin, have you even tried this? Because I want you to know how good Ted is as a chef.
You tried this.
So you can learn something.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a dude. I mean, we try the dishes before we set them out of the kitchen. You've done this.
Yes, I've done it.
all right, let me pass that out.
Okay, please, yes.
So this is the mesquite, marinated overnight.
Boy, that does look like a good pork chop, doesn't it?
Damn.
Does.
Wow.
Again, butcher box. Is where we got the meat from.
Mm-mm-mm.
I know. And it's good stuff.
Man. Oh, look at you.
Get in there. Don't go getting stingy.
Don't go getting stingy.
Get a big piece.
Mm-hmm. Seriously, man. This is tremendous.
That is a great pork chop, right, Ted?
Thank you. yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes you also know in my kitchen there's always one secret ingredient. A little bit of love.
You got the other side.
Now, also, we have a special pork chop that has also been made in the kitchen, and this is one of the greatest things I'm happy to be a part of. Our very own Mike Hawk has lived a bit of a, what some would call, sheltered life.
Yeah.
One thing he has never tried is shake and bake. Now, when I grew up, we ate pork chops with shake and bake pork chops all the time. Right?
I did not know the pork chops existed outside of the shake and bake coating until I was like 15.
I'm with you, right? I can see my mom now in the little clear plastic bag. Mm-hmm. Shake it. That's part of the fun of shake and bake, too, right?
I can see my mom.
So I believe we have that in here as well. So with that, Mike, you should get over there and try some shake and bake. The rest of us know the deliciousness, but I'd like to see your...
Did you go barbecue? Did you go breaded? What kind?
What did you have?
Original. Oh, Mike.
Mike, you got to get in there and try it.
No end. Go end.
Yeah, all right. I'm ready. Here
you go. Mike's first ever bite of a shake and bake pork chop.
Not bad. Thank you for that glowing review.
Not bad. Wow. Not bad. That's it.
Wow.
Not bad. That's it.
A little gristle in
there. Yeah, you should have taken the end. Get a middle piece.
The end is the best part.
The end is best if you like it a little bit crispier. Now, we're talking about pork chops here, so the chef also has a few other ways. Leave a little of the one there. Yeah.
Good one.
The chef also has some other ways you could try this. There you go, Mike. Shake and bake it.
These are great quality pork chops.
They are. I'll tell you what, man.
They really are, man.
Butcher Box is great, man. Everything
had.
They send. I've cooked some of the steaks. We're highlighting the pork today, but the chicken is good. I have the bacon as well. Oh, man, he is just stealing the end caps from me there left and right.
No.
So also...
You got to talk, man.
I know, and it's killing me right now. Let's see. Dry rubs idea. So a lot of people go, what kind of dry rub do you? Now, for years, I used one just called Dan's rub. Because we had a friend of a friend named Dan. And Dan made this rub.
And then he disappeared. We can never find him again. Because I'd love to have that, Dan, if you're listening.
Yeah, I can't find him either.
Dan, please, help us.
But just some dry rubs idea. You could take simple things like garlic powder, paprika, salt, pepper, maybe some sage, thyme, chili powder, and then look, a lot of people are going to get mad when I say this, and I shouldn't give this out.
Oh, boy.
The secret to a lot of things is celery salt.
It is.
Not too much, but if you want to have good dry rubs, you got to put in celery salt.
I agree, and I rarely say anything positive with celery in the word. But
I actually like white pepper, too.
Yeah, white pepper's good. Even if you just have like a regular steak and you're not messing with pork, I mean, just a little salt and pepper ground up and a little celery salt. I mean, most people from Maryland wouldn't want to hear this either, but it's almost a secret to Old Bay.
It is. All
right. Is it really?
Mm. Yeah, it's just a little salt.
All right.
Me and Burris put it on everything. So that's a dry rub. Now you're thinking, hey, chef, what if I want something a little exotic, right? What about a honey soy pork chop?
That sounds delicious.
Again, you're talking about a fourth cup of honey, a fourth cup of soy sauce, low sodium if you prefer. Mm-hmm. You could use liquid aminos in place if you want. Two garves of clovic.
Two garves of clovic.
Two garlic cloves.
That's a secret ingredient.
Minced red pepper flakes. You're just going to mix that in there, put the pork chops in there, probably four pork chops, 8 minutes per side. And like most meats, what are we going to do when we get them out, Thrill?
Let them rest.
We're going to let them rest.
That's right.
I feel like that should be the catchphrase. And what do we do with our meat? Let them rest. That's right. It's like Grandpa just getting back from this morning walk.
I was going to say, it's like your buddy at the tailgate that maybe got fired up early.
Let him rest.
He's in the passenger seat. The seat is reclined. He's like a piece of meat. Let it rest.
There you go. Piece of meat's like your drunk friend.
Right. He'll be back. You know, he'll show up at halftime. Not that it's ever been me. And then the last one I'll give you is a Dijon grilled pork chop.
Ooh.
Again, we're going with four 8-inch. And by the way, pork chops also depends on personal taste. These were boneless. Some people like bone in. I'm a boneless guy just because, you know, I don't have something funny to say for that. I just do.
You don't like that bone.
Well, yeah, and I don't know.
You just want the meat.
I just want the meat, right? Let's see. But use a fourth cup of Dijon mustard, whole grain Dijon mustard, fourth cup red wine vinegar, two tablespoons of honey, some extra virgin olive oil, right? So basically, you're going to heat oven-proof grill pan over some medium heat, take the pork chops out from the marinade, season with salt and pepper, and just grill them.
Keep it simple, man.
And with the exception of the shake and bake, you can do all those things with a pork loin as well.
Yeah,
give them a rub down and stick it in the oven.
And a lot of times, I fall in this trap. You buy a pre-marinated pork loin at a supermarket or something, it is going to be loaded with sodium. If you take it home and make these ingredients together and put it in there. And, I mean, a pork loin, honestly, you could throw it in your crock pot with just a bed of sauerkraut, and you're going to have something good there. But, again, just want to say thank you to ButcherBox. High-quality meats,
thank
man.
Thank you, Head Chef. This was delicious.
You know what, guys? You're welcome.
One quick note. Mike Hawk. They also brought you your own box of Shake and Bake for you to take home.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
Live a little, son of a bitch.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
In 4 minutes, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. But first, our own Steve the Thrill Hill combs the globe.
Takes it.
Looking for stories with headlines that scream.
Well, no, Sherlock.
Well, everyone knows that Christmas is around the corner. We just call it collectively the holidays. And if you're an adult and have extended family coming into town, this headline will not shock you. Headline reads, booze-filled Christmas ornaments are exactly what you need to make it through the holidays.
Really? Well, no,
Sherlock!
Disney Plus warns viewers that old movies may have, quote, outdated cultural depictions.
Well, what do you know about that? No Sherlock!
Is that the most pleasant way to say racist?
Yeah, I mean, that's all it is, right? That's what they're saying.
Well, it's outdated culture.
Well, it's straight up racist.
Think about our meeting today. I don't think you need to go back that far.
No, you really don't. I mean, my God, man. That movie came out 3 years ago. We're sorry. People in their 90s are being admitted to hospital after taking cocaine.
Jesus. Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. No
Chad is getting it done. Bucket list.
Hey, man, if I'm 90
oh my God.
And you offer me blow, I'm
no,
not worried.
No.
I'm in.
No way.
At 90?
I'm dying.
I'm 90 oh, years I'm old.
That's the one time I might try it.
Yeah, man.
I've made it to 90. Yeah, hell with it.
I don't care anymore.
We continue. Abused donkeys are still having to carry fat tourists up famous staircase.
No Sherlock.
Yeah, if you can't make it there on your own.
I mean, it's just such a sad. Well, the problem is, I can't remember the country, but there's these donkeys. And they had, look, the staircase is pretty extreme for most people.
Probably in China.
But they have these donkeys that will
take
you up.
It's Europe.
The problem is, a lot of tourists, I won't say what country, United States, are showing up, and they tend to be a bigger carriage. And honest to God, like, the donkeys aren't made for you.
We need an escalator.
We continue. Doctors warn women, don't use your electric toothbrush as a vibrating love toy.
Oh, no, Sherlock!
It's the same battery. It's the same mechanism. It's the same
bristles. Bristles, man.
Bristles, dude.
No. They're not using that end.
Look, I don't know. It's what the doctors say. I feel you.
If you're using the other end, I'm fine with it. But from what I read, it was the bristles.
Ladies, I like
that we all read it, though.
Yeah.
Go ahead and read this. I don't know why. Sonicare.
I was about to say that. Ah, Sonicare.
Oral-B. It's not just for brushing your teeth.
I just got the cheap one at the supermarket. I just got a pager. Call me. All right, your question. Smugglers are sawing through new section of Trump's border wall.
Gee willikers, are you kidding? I cannot believe it. No Sherlock.
White man hurls N-word around Popeye's restaurant. Gets beaten and robbed of his chicken sandwich.
No Sherlock!
Why?
Know your audience. I don't think Popeye's is where you want to drop this. I'm just throwing it up there.
Yeah, go to a Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, then you're fine. Everyone be like, yeah! Americans are quick to believe they have a serious disease after they Google their symptoms.
Well, what do you know about that? No Sherlock!
Utah death row inmate, featured in best-selling book, dies.
No Sherlock!
I admit this next headline, I did not read the article, but I just assume it might have something to do with handiness with a knife. But the headline reads, Amanda Dox and Lorena Bobbitt, quote, have a startling number of things in common.
Really? Well, no, Sherlock.
Oh.
Bishop, who investigated sex abuse, accused of sex abuse.
Oh, no, Sherlock.
And what's the hint? He found nothing wrong?
Right. The climate crisis will profoundly affect the health of, I don't know, every child alive today.
No, Sherlock!
1 in 6 people who host Thanksgiving end up regretting it.
Well, no, Sherlock!
So you see, we appreciate a moment and we made it to drink it time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast Texas State Representative Pancho Navarez. Now, Pancho has been part of the Texas state legislature for quite some time, and he is the guy that votes on laws. Well, guess what? Outside of the Texas Department of Transportation, right near the entrance, they found 6 small clear plastic baggies of cocaine, and all of those were found inside of a sealed envelope. No one was quite sure who they might want to blame, but before they even looked at the surveillance camera, they noticed that the sealed envelope, lucky for them, had letterhead on it. And the letterhead wrote, and I quote, give him a sealed envelope with 6 bags of cocaine. Office of the State of Texas, House of Representatives member, Pancho Navarez.
And then when they looked at the camera, yeah, they saw it fall out of his pocket. He now faces a $10,000 fine and up to 10 years in prison. He had more than a gram, less than 4 grams, so it's not going to be completely terrible for him. But yeah, it's a sealed envelope, 6 bags of coke, and the envelope actually reads, Office of the State of Texas House of Representatives member, Pancho Navarez. He was busted. He has admitted that it was his. He's playing the sob story that it's all about addiction, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, he's looking to some jail time now. Oh, he also announced he's not going to run for re-election next
year.
Get
out of here.
Yeah. Right after they busted him for all the cocaine that he dropped on the ground, he's like, oh, quick side note.
Did he have his dealer come by the work?
Man, listen, again, if you're a criminal, you're a criminal. I personally don't care. Do not use letterhead for anything illegal.
With your name on it.
So we pour this booze and we drink booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitch, hola!
Let's get a contestant live for profile. This will take caller 9 now. 844-999-HOLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.